This program does not create an attorney-client relationship between Moss and Barnett, a professional association, or any attorney appearing on this program and any caller or listener. Please remember that we can only give general information, and every case is unique. Always check with your individual attorney for any specific legal concerns. If you are in need of specific legal advice or are looking for an attorney, please do not hesitate to give Moss and Barnett a call at 612-877-5000.
This is WCCO's Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett.
It is a lovely autumn day. Thanks so much for joining us here on Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett. Tom Schroyer is in studio today, and we have a returning guest on the program today.
That's right, Steve. Matthew Meyer joins us again to talk this time about his work in and the work of the ESGR program, which is the program of employer support of the Guard and Reserve here in Minnesota. And, of course, that operates throughout the United States as well. I want to note, Steve, that Matthew serves as a volunteer ombudsman for the ESGR program and actually won the Volunteer of the Year Award for 2011 just recently for his efforts, and also the President's Volunteer Service Award. Congratulations, Matthew.
Thank you, Tom. It was quite a surprise to be recognized for some of the volunteer work that I do, but we have 4,700 volunteers for ESGR across the nation, and it was quite a surprised to receive that given the level of volunteership among the committee members here in Minnesota. And I want to thank Steve and CCO for hosting this program. As you know, Tom, I'm changing my hats. I'm here as an ESGR volunteer as opposed to a shareholder with Moss and Barnett. So I want to thank Steve for hosting this program.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And it is very important, and I think we're going to talk a lot about it. The one thing in my experience is that employers generally want to be helpful and want to do right by members of the Guard and Reserve. But knowing the rules is another matter.
Oh, certainly, Steve. Some of the rules, and we're talking specifically about what's referred to as USERRA, the Uniform Services Employment Reemployment Rights Act, which is the federal statute that deals with reemployment rights of returning service members. There is a lot of misunderstanding as to, you know, which employers it applies to, what are the specific requirements and such. But yes, most employers are very eager to show their support for our service members and for our national security by providing service members that stability in their civilian work so that they can focus on their job as service members and protecting our national security.
Steve, Matthews serves as the Minnesota ESGR military liaison for the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units here in the state of Minnesota in particular, and I must say I mistakenly identified him as a sergeant in the Marines. He's a former Marine sergeant, and so I wanted to clarify that. As you pointed out, Matthew, you are currently a shareholder with Moss and Barnett and provide the efforts you do in support of ESGR in your spare time on a volunteer basis.
Yes, Tom, and I have been involved with ESGR since 2007, and it's a very fulfilling mission, not only helping service members and their civilian employers work through misunderstandings regarding the law as an ombudsman, but also more particularly in recognizing those employers who have really gone above and beyond USERRA and the legal requirements to show their support for their service member employees and their families.
Steve, this would be a great program if folks listening in, business owners, employers, or family members of service, people returning, want to give a call in to Matthew because he really brings a wealth of knowledge and experience in this area to bear.
And, Tom, the numbers on the program, 651-989-9226. Toll free, 1-866-989-9226. You can text the studio as well. That's a great way to go, 81807. That is 81807, and that's powered by Home Service Plus, an offering of CenterPoint Energy. But we do welcome your calls on today's program and all our programs here on Minnesota Law.
Matthew, maybe we'd talk first a little bit about the history of ESGR, when it was set up, and how it operates.
Well, ESGR was formed in 1972, and it is a part of the Department of Defense, actually under the Undersecretary of Reserve Affairs. As the name suggests, it's focused on the Guard and Reserves, the reserve components, and their employers. And it's been said that ESGR is the principal advocate for civilian employers of the Guard and Reserve within the Department of Defense. But we also provide services to service members when they have a misunderstanding under USERRA, or to just educate them as to what their rights and obligations are under USERRA. But, you know, a lot of the focus of ESGR is on the employers, and that's why we have an awards program. It begins at the Patriot Award level, which is based on the nomination of the service member, and it's to recognize the employer for really going above and beyond what's required. We have a state-level award, which is a ProPatria award, and we have a national award, which is awarded by the Secretary of Defense, and it's called the Freedom Award. And I do want to recognize 3M as our local recipient of the National Freedom Award. They were presented the Freedom Award in a ceremony in Washington, D.C. just last week. So thank you, 3M, for the exceptional support that you've shown your service member employees and their families.
Would you say in general, Matthew, that or even as a matter of as a rule, I should say, that Minnesota employers are, you know, highly conscientious and really very much supportive of the ESGR initiative?
They certainly are, and I see it every day, or you know, every time I present one of these awards to an employer, and oftentimes they're very humble about the support that they've shown their service members, and essentially state that it's their contribution to the national defense, and that's the least that they can do. You know, one thing that I do want to mention is that ESGR, we have a motto with ESGR, and it's "We all serve." And that's to suggest that employers serve in furtherance of our national security by the support that they show their service member employees, and which is why we want to recognize them and really encourage their support.
We're going to come back with more on the program today. Tom Schroyer hosting Matthew Meyer of Moss and Barnett's litigation practice area on the topic of employment rights for veterans. We're learning more about ESGR, Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, here on Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett.
This is Sidebar on Minnesota Law.
You can't handle the truth.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Are you sure this is legal?
You think you know every trick in the book, and they come up with another one.
Did you know that in 1955, Moss and Barnett attorney Abbott Fletcher registered a symbol first used in 1934 that was to become the most widely known logo in the entire healthcare industry, namely the Blue Cross?
Minnesota Law is presented by Moss and Barnett and returns in a moment on News Radio 830 WCCO.
From the Buick Studios, this is News Radio 830 WCCO.
We continue. It is Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett. And for more info on today's program and all our programs, go online, moss-barnett.com. Tom Schroyer hosting Matthew Meyer today, employment rights for veterans in the spotlight. Tom?
Thanks, Steve. I must say I have a personal stake in the story here today because my wife and I have our oldest son returning from active duty in the Middle East here in just a few weeks, I should say a couple months, actually. And so I'm going to listen very carefully, Matthew, to our discussion here as we go into the discussion of the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act, better known as USERRA, which protects the employment rights of returning veterans.
Yes, Tom. Much of the focus of our traditional mission at ESGR is on the USERRA. A lot of our outreach to employers and service members alike focus on briefing them and educating them as to their rights and obligations under the federal statute. You know, the first thing, the first misunderstanding I think that is common out there is that this is a federal statute that applies to virtually all employers, regardless of size. Many federal statutes or employment statutes will only apply to employers of a certain size or given other conditions. But this one applies to every employer, even the mom-and-pop convenience store down on the corner. The essence of USERRA is the reemployment rights. A service member who is called to uniform service has the right to employment with his previous employer once he returns. The initial part of the rights, though, is to establish whether he is or she is actually eligible for reemployment rights, and there are five requirements under the statute. The first is that the service member must be absent from a position of employment by reason of uniform service. And there are two parts of that. You know, the employment part, if there is no expectation that the employment would be continuing or recurring, then there may not be an employment position waiting for that service member when they return. Another part of that is the reason for the absence must be uniform service, which is a little bit broader than what would commonly be considered, because it actually, as I found out the other day or recently, it applies to certain FEMA.
What's FEMA?
FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management agency that covers disasters, and they have a cadre or a core of what are similar to reserve workers. And once they're called up, they actually fall under USERRA. Another requirement under USERRA is that prior notice be given to the employer. And this, too, is subject to some misunderstanding by employers and service members alike. It doesn't have to be in writing, although we strongly encourage service members to put it in writing and to give as much advance notice as possible.
What is the notice of?
It's the notice that they are leaving their position of employment for uniform service.
Okay.
It can be a verbal notice, and it can be immediately before the service member's shift is to begin. But, you know, again, we encourage a good relationship between a service member and their employer, so it should be in writing, and it should be giving the employer as much notice as possible so that they can adjust their schedule and arrange for temporary workers to fill that position. Another basic eligibility requirement is also misconstrued sometimes. There's a 5-year cumulative limit on service duration. In other words, per an employer, if you have a service member who has gone for 5 years or more under this provision, they may not be entitled to their reemployment position. But I will say that there are so many exemptions, and most deployments relating to the Iraq and Afghanistan and the global war on terrorism would be exempted from this. So it very seldom will be triggered, but occasionally it will. And, of course, the next requirement is that the service member must serve under honorable conditions. And finally, they must timely return to work. And under the statute, they have some very rigid timelines on the timing that the service member must reapply to their employer for work. If the uniform service or the time that they were absent from uniform service is 1 to 30 days, then they must report back the next regularly scheduled day, allowing safe travel. If the uniform service or the deployment was from 31 to 180 days, the service member must reapply within 14 days. And then finally, if it's 181 or more days, then the service member has 90 days from the completion of service to reapply for their position.
Sounds like a very balanced approach.
Yes, it is. A lot of thought went into USERRA to balance the needs of a national security based in large part on the reserve components, because approximately half of our uniformed services is in the reserve components, the Guard and the reserves of the various armed services. But each of those reserve component service members have a civilian employer, most of them do, and there are certain burdens that are placed on those employers. So it's a nice balancing act, respecting the rights of the employer or the disruption to the employer, but also ensuring that there is a job waiting for that service member once they return.
Now, in this difficult economic circumstance, we've been in here since the Great Recession started back in 07, 08. I imagine folks coming back from veterans returning have faced challenges in terms of their employer going out of business or job pay being cut or even conditions being changed. Has that been an issue here that you've encountered?
Well, there again, there has been some misunderstanding about the economic conditions. One principle inherent in USERRA is called the escalator principle, and that is that the service member returns to the position they would have held had they been continuously employed, but the escalator goes down. And if the business has terminated employees and would have terminated the service member had they remained continuously employed, there may not be a position once they return.
So there are challenges that you face then. And what happens when you find somebody has a violation? Do you go in as an ombudsman to help mediate the situation?
Yes. First and foremost, we are neutrals as an ombudsman. We don't represent the service member, and we certainly don't represent the employer. What we do is to understand exactly what the situation is, what may be the misunderstanding or how the law applies to it. And then we will try to mediate an amicable resolution.
We have more on the way. Employment rights for veterans. Tom Schroyer hosting Matthew Meyer today on the program. It is Minnesota Law presented by Moss and Barnett. And if you have a question, feel free to call the program 651-989-9226. Toll free 1-866-989-9226. You can text the studio as well at 81807. That's 81807. And that is powered by Home Service Plus and offering of Center Point Energy here on News Radio 830 WCCO.
This is News Radio 830 WCCO.
We continue. It is Minnesota Law presented by Moss and Barnett each and every Saturday between 11 and noon. Tom Schroyer is our host. Matthew Meyer in studio today. Employment rights for veterans. And as we said at the top, there's no question, I think, employers, businesses want to do right. And you paid tribute to 3M for their great work that they do. But it is important for employers to be aware of what the rules are, what the laws are regarding all of this, so they make sure they're doing the right thing.
Yes, Matthew, in that note, are there resources that are available online for employers and returning vets alike?
Yes, Tom. It is our website. It is at esgr.mil. And there are a lot of resources there for employers, for service members, and there are a lot of resources there, employment-related resources focused on our new program or our new mission, which is called the Employment Initiative Program. If you go to that website, you will see a tab with the EIP logo on it, and it will direct you to a partner of ESGR, which is the Employer Partnership of the Armed Forces, the employerpartnership.org website. And this is a new initiative that the Department of Defense tasked the ESGR program with because of the high unemployment rate among veterans and service members, especially of the reserve components.
I guess the unemployment rate for returning vets in Minnesota is really actually much higher than the national.
Yes, it is, Tom. I believe it is the third highest in the nation.
What is it? Do you know?
Well, among the post 9/11 veterans, it is almost 23%, which is pretty dramatic. There is, and as I understand it from our national office, there is the largest disparity between the unemployment rate of veterans here in Minnesota and the regular unemployment rate. And it's hard to understand how Minnesota could be so have such a disparity between the employment rates among veterans as compared to the regular civilian employment.
What's the thinking on that?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I think there might be some resistance to hiring Guard and reservists because of the many deployments that have occurred and the disruption that occurs is imposed upon the employers. One thing that ESGR and the Department of Defense is doing with this new mission is trying to emphasize the reasons why employers should focus on hiring veterans, not only because of their global perspective, but their discipline, their leadership, their professionalism, and whatever disruptions that might occur with employers for hiring a service member, there are many, many reasons why employers should oftentimes focus on at least interviewing veterans or service members.
Let's talk about the EIP program. How is it set up, and what particular initiatives has it launched or undertaken?
Well, one thing that the Department of Defense looked at is the resources that are out there for the service members, especially from the reserve component. And spread throughout the federal agencies were numerous employment-related resources. And it didn't make sense to have them spread out in such a manner that would make it difficult for not only service members and veterans, but also employers to connect together and use them to their fullest potential. Therefore, the EIP website and the employerpartnership.org website has consolidated a lot of these, and it is in the process of consolidating more and more employment resources so that they're located on the site or that they're easily accessible from the site. But the site also contains the ability for service members to register and post their resumes and look for local positions, as well as employers to register and post their positions that are available. And actually, I'm preparing for this program today. I was on the website and looked at some of the postings, and there are many postings posted every day for positions in the local community. One thing to keep in mind is that some employers, especially when dealing with government contracting, you have certain obligations to interview and hire a certain percentage or number of veterans. And this is a good resource for them to use in order to meet those obligations. And also just in terms of supporting our national defense, having such a high percentage of unemployed veterans is not good. It causes the service members who are deployed, protecting our national security, to be concerned about things back home, concerned whether they're going to have a job when they get off of deployment. And therefore, the more stability we can provide these veterans and these service members, the better it is for our national security.
Are there any economic incentives for hiring veterans?
Yes. As a matter of fact, President Obama came out recently with some initiatives to provide tax breaks, tax credits, and the like for employers who hire veterans, and especially disabled veterans. As a matter of fact, there are a number of different websites and initiatives under the auspices of the EIP program or related to them. The White House has an initiative that is led by First Lady Obama and Dr. Biden that is focused on family issues as well as employment issues. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has Hiring Our Heroes program. As a matter of fact, I believe if you go to the ESGR website now, you will see some information regarding their recent initiatives. The EIP program is twofold. It has, on one hand, the high-tech approach. It has the website I just described. It has aggregated a lot of other websites and will eventually have postings that will be posted on multiple sites.
We have more on the way. Tom Schroyer hosting Matthew Meyer today, Employment Rights for Veterans. By the way, if you have a question or a comment for Matthew on the program today, feel free to call 651-989-9226. Toll free 1-866-989-9226. Text the studio as well, 81807. That's 81807. And that is powered by Home Service Plus, an offering of Center Point Energy. Here on News Radio 830 WCCO.
This is Sidebar on Minnesota Law.
You can't handle the truth.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Are you sure this is legal?
You think you know every trick in the book, and they come up with another one.
Did you know Moss and Barnett is a member of Business Counsel, Inc.? A network of law firms based in the U.S. and abroad focused on providing high-quality legal services to the corporate business community.
Minnesota Law is presented by Moss and Barnett and returns in a moment on News Radio 830 WCCO.
830 WCCO.
It is Minnesota Law presented by Moss and Barnett. Saturdays between 11 and noon. Tom Scheuer is our host. Matthew Meyer is in today. Great topic, employment rights for veterans. Tom?
We want to again thank Matthew Meyer for his dedication and volunteer service to the ESGR program in Minnesota, Steve. Being awarded, as he was just recently, the Volunteer of the Year Award for ESGR this year. Matthew, we want to again thank you for that effort because it is so very, very important for our military and national security programs, and it's just so fair to the veterans. So, again, thank you. And we're talking about the Employment Initiative Program, so critically important as well right now in this time of super high unemployment for returning veterans. We talked a little bit earlier before the last break about the high-tech approach that the government is taking and ESGR are taking with regard to this program, this EIP initiative. What else are they doing?
Well, Tom, thank you. And the approach involves both high-tech, which is the website I mentioned earlier, and the ability for employers and service members to connect for meaningful employment. And I do encourage any employers out there who are interested in interviewing and possibly hiring service members to go to the ESGR.mil website or the employerpartnership.org websites and check it out and register as a company that would be friendly to employment of service members and post positions that you may have available. One other part of the EIP program is that the Department of Defense has a full-time staff member called a program support manager who's assigned a particular geographic area. And that person is there for both service members and employers to connect with and to ask questions about different resources that are out there or to work through the employment-related resources that are on the site. The contact person is listed on the site, you can certainly peruse the site and see what other resources are there, especially for service members. There are resume writing resources. There are different trade associations or certification programs to certify your military-related training and experiences into a civilian position. So I do encourage both service members and employers alike to check out the site and register. One other part of the program is collaboration with a lot of private entities or private resources that are out there. One entity, of course, is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that I mentioned. Another is the Legion. I had the opportunity and the privilege to work at the job fair that was hosted by the National Convention of the American Legion that was held recently here in Minneapolis. And it was a great opportunity for veterans to see and meet and possibly apply at employers who are interested in employing them. There's also a collaboration with some private entities such as Militech, which hosts what's called a veterans a job fair online, which is a virtual job fair, which is really interesting. I had the opportunity to get on there, and you can interact with employers who are interested in hiring service members. Another approach under the EIP program is called the high-touch approach, which is, not only having ESGR volunteers out there, meeting with employers and encouraging their participation in this, but also hosting job fairs, local job fairs for, veterans, reserve component service members, and even their families. So we have a lot of interesting projects going on under the EIP program, and I do encourage any employers who are interested to go to the esgr.mil website or the employerpartnership.org websites and register and post any positions that they have available.
Matthew, obviously you're very, very committed and energized around this issue. It's reflected in your marvelous explanation of what the EIP program is all about. And I'm getting the impression that one of the big focuses of that program is just providing networking resources and means for not only employers but also service people.
Yes, Tom, that is exactly right. And quite frankly, you know, being a veteran myself, I understand that some of the issues that occur with a service member who is moving into the civilian context, and they're somewhat disadvantaged by not having the network that a regular civilian would have because of their military service.
We have more on the way. Quick break. We'll come back. Final segment of the program, Employment Rights for Veterans. Tom Schroyer hosting Matthew Meyer today. It is Minnesota Law presented by Moss and Barnett here on News Radio 830 WCCO.
Live, local, and late breaking. News Radio 830 WCCO. Also heard on FM at 102.9 WLTE HD2.
Welcome back one more time. Minnesota Law presented by Moss and Barnett. Tom Schroyer hosting Matthew Meyer, Employment Rights for Veterans. And guys, one of the things that really struck me, and I think it's worth reiterating, is the advantages for employers to consider those who have served in the military.
Yes, Steve. There are many advantages, and having been a veteran myself, you know, actually I was an E5 sergeant before I was 21 and in charge of a squad of men. But now, you know, in today's military, we have service members who are out there who might be, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, who operate multi-million-dollar weapon systems or, you know, lead men on patrols in combat. And, you know, I think civilian employers may not fully understand the character and quality of some of these service members. So the ESGR published a handout, which is captioned Top 10 Reasons to Hire Members of the National Guard and Reserve. And I will go through those briefly. Number 10 is global perspective. Your military employees are tuned in to what's going on the world. Number 9, on time, all the time. Military employees know that every second counts. First-class image. A professional appearance is a must in the military. Calm under pressure. A military employee knows how to handle stress, both off and on the job. And number 6, they have a can-do attitude. Military employees always project a positive attitude. Number 5, physical conditioning. Military employees are in top physical condition and are drug-free. Number 4, mission-critical skills. Fulfilling tasks is mandatory. Your employees know how to face projects head-on. Responsibility is number 3. Military personnel know how to make decisions and take responsibility to meet a deadline. Number 2, professionalism. Military employees have an air of self-respect and a sense of honor. And the number 1 reason is leadership. Military employees are already leaders and managers, loyal, dedicated, and highly motivated. So I do encourage employers to consider interviewing and hiring veterans and members of the National Guard and Reserve. And please go to esgr.mil or employerpartnership.org and register your company and post your positions.
Great program today, Matthew Meyer, Employment Rights for Veterans. Tom Schroyer, you'll be away next Saturday. What's on the program?
John Rossman will be here with Sarah Dorr, and they'll be talking about clauses into contracts that are important for resolving disputes in the case of a later breach.
And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Indeed.
All right, there he is, Tom Schroyer. Once again, it is Minnesota Law presented by Moss and Barnett. For more info on today's program and all our programs, moss-barnett.com.